This is GQDN for Wednesday, June 14th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. I should say group quest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. That gets the. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we talk about a little bit of Rocket League. Oh, NVIDIA. And Stray, really? But we begin with Diablo. And a couple things here. First thing from PCGamer.com. They're saying that with the upcoming patch, or a new patch that just came in, I should say, Diablo 4 players are not happy. So, the last hotfix, Hotfix 9, was released on Monday, June the 12th. And there were changes that were aiming at, quote, standardizing the density of elite monsters that spawn in dungeons. And that was to make sure that, quote, no particular dungeon is clearly more than efficient to run through than others. And PC Gamer did say something or give an example like Eridu would no longer be home to, quote, an XP and loot filled elites, unquote, because they wanted to even out the different dungeons, but the fans, like I said, were not happy about it. In fact, they pulled a couple of Reddit posts, one that came from Audio Rejects, and that was titled, "Devs, we run dungeons to level because the XP everywhere else sucks." And that post did get 4,000 upvotes and 7 awards as of a few hours ago. Okay. But what he was saying is that he was running Eridu, quote, because XP everywhere else is bad. It's that simple. And he was also saying that, quote, world bosses, Helltide, Nightmare Dungeons, all need their XP buffing. For the quote, it's so frustrating having Blizzard make it increasingly more difficult to level, especially for solo players. I can echo that sentiment. But Recovery Water did say that, quote, D3 went through the same thing. Players demanded more density. They eventually gave in the form of rifts, and it proved hugely popular. In fact, Entrerik did agree with that, saying, quote, this game has learned nothing from D3. We're going through the same cycle. Stoya and 40s did say, quote, can Blizzard stop nerfing any fun, good dungeon in the game? And that thread got 1,600 upvotes. And there's a thread named Stop Nerfing, Start Buffing from Janice408, had 1,100 upvotes. So, people aren't happy. Just like they weren't happy with Diablo Immortal. But Immortal did get its anniversary update and did add some upgrades to it. So, this comes to us from PCGamesN.com, and they did get some of the patch notes. And in fact, Diablo Immortal did get some patch changes that changes the combat works in the crossover RPG game. But they also added new zones, quests, and skills, legendary items, and gems, and a lot more. So if you played Immortal, might be now time to get back in. But also, there's a new difficulty called Inferno, and you'll be able to get there once you reach Paragon level 800. But if you're behind, Blizzard is giving a 1500% XP boost to help you catch up with the new content. So you'll be able to unlock some new stances, which will allow you to change from an offensive stance to a defensive stance in the middle of combat. And you'll be able to get a hold of some, quote, Diablo Immortal legendary gems, unquote. So there are quite some stuff. And the patches come in tomorrow in the West of the U.S. It'll be Thursday, June 15th at 1 a.m., 4 a.m. in the East, Wednesday, June 14th in the U.K., 2 a.m. in Europe, well, depending where you're at, and Australia at 11 a.m. AET. And there'll be new servers and that stuff as well. Bunch of different stuff. It's big, big, big stuff. So you've been warned. It's going to take up a lot of memory on your phone. So have fun with it. Now, In Indie Hit Rogue called Legacy 2 is now coming to PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4. This comes to us from PushSquare.com. So there it comes. Now, Rogue Legacy 2 from Cellar Door Games is coming to PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 because of the PlayStation Plus update. So those that played it on, say, PC and Xbox, well, now it comes to PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 on the 20th of June, and now be a part of the PlayStation Plus Extra catalog. Let's stick with PlayStation for a bit. Eurogamer did say that the PlayStation Plus Extra lineup has been announced, and that would include Inscription, which is what Eurogamer, I believe, is highlighting here, Far Cry 6, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge, Tacoma, Killing Floor 2, Vampire the Masquerade, Redout 2, Thief, and the premium tier will have Killzone Liberation, Worms, and Herc's Adventures from PlayStation Portable and PlayStation 1. So, the PlayStation Premium tier might be good. So here's what Sony did say about all this. Our goal is to add an additional benefit to PlayStation Plus Premium as a part of our ongoing efforts to enhance the value of PlayStation Plus. So, why were they saying that? Well, The Verge did say that Sony will start cloud streaming for the games. So, here is what the VP of Global Services, Nick McGuire, did say, quote, "We're currently testing cloud streaming for supported PlayStation 5 games, and this includes PlayStation 5 titles from the PlayStation Plus game catalog and game trials, as well as support digital PS5 titles that players own. When this feature launches, cloud game streaming for supported PS5 titles will be able for use directly on your PlayStation 5 console." Now, for the quote, "We think it's important for premium members to be able to enjoy as many games as possible via cloud streaming. We're in the early stages right now, and we can't wait to share more details when we're ready, including a launch time frame." Very, very interesting. Speaking of PlayStation and some of the games that were found there, last year, Stray won some awards. Well, PlayStationLifestyle.net said that Stray had the highest player count for PlayStation Plus Extra's first year, but Ghost of Tsushima had the most hours played. So, there wasn't a lot of games in the PlayStation Plus Extra, but, like what they said, one of those days did make quite a splash, and that was Stray. And that did bring in the highest number of players for PlayStation Plus Extra in the first 12 months. In fact, Nick McGuire, once again, was talking to GameIndustry.biz, and he is very happy that the first year that Blue 12 Studios, Cat Game, was successful that first year, and, quote, "brought in the highest number of players that have accessed the title over the first 12 months. But he was also talking about the Ghost of Tsushima, and it did top the charts of the most hours played. So here's what he said about that. Quote, "Ghost of Tsushima has brought in the highest number of hours of gameplay. People have really stuck around and really invested in that game. That goes into the strength of our PlayStation Studios titles, which have seen engagement and lots of excitement." For the quote, "Four of the top 10 over the year have been PlayStation titles, whether that's Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Horizon Forbidden West, or even Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, which was only joined recently. That's climbing very quickly and growing month on month. These exclusive titles are really what's resonating. It's bringing people in," unquote. Well, some people did play some Sonic as well. Sonic brought them in. So, NintendoLife.com did say that Sonic Mania, well, one of the developers, did confirm a retro engine physics into 3D. So, here's what Lapper did say, and there's some, this is a string tweet by different people. Quote, "They really stuffed every last drop of classic physics in there. Well done, Sonic Superstars team." And at Classic Sonic Deconstructed, did say in the original tweet, "Comparing classic Sonic the Hedgehog slope momentum to Sonic Superstars. Enough said, really fire." And at Christian Whitehead, did put a cap on this. Quote, We'll have more to say on this when it's appropriate, but when the mania physics were indeed fully translated to modern 3D. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Now we get to some tech a little bit, then we'll get to one more game, because The Verge is saying that NVIDIA's RTX will be available on June 29th, and RTX 4060 will be roughly about $300. But you can get the RTX 4060 graphics card starting June 29th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time and 6 a.m. Pacific Time. Like I said, it costs about $300, which is what The Verge is saying is the most affordable entry so far, unquote. And that's a part of the 40 series GPU lineup. Now, NVIDIA did say that the RTX 460 for gaming will be at 1080p rather than 1440p or 4K. So even though it's affordable, it still may not be the graphics that you want. So if you want the graphics, you have to pay a little more. Now, they also said in a tweet, the GeForce RTX 4060 will now be available to order starting June 29th at 6 a.m. Pacific. The RTX 4060 will sit below two Ti variants in that lineup. Basically, the RTX 4060 with 8 gigabytes of VRAM and another RTX 4060 with 16 gigabytes of RAM. Interesting, interesting. All the RTX 8 gigs is at $399 and the 16 gigs are at $499. That's $399 at $499. But what could be free to you? ESTNN.com, and yes, that's an esports site. Well, they said that with the release of a certain Transformers movie, Rocket League is joining in. So the bundle will be available from June 14th to June 27th, so today for the next 13 days. And it'll bring you some new ways to celebrate your victories in the post-game spotlight. So if you win with one of the Transformers, they can transform into a victory dance. In fact, that Rocket League did say, quote, the least likely can be the most dangerous. The Transformers are coming to Rocket League on June 14th. Learn more at their site. So what's going to be there? Bumblebee car. You have the Bumblebee engine audio, Bumblebee wheels, Optimus Prime goal explosion, blueprint Bumblebee player banner, and two Transformers theme player titles. The bundle will cost 2,500 credits. The car is only available in its yellow paint job, and you can't put the car audio or wheels and any other vehicle in your garage. Sorry. As individuals, Optimus Prime goal explosion is at 800 credits, and a Transformers player anthem is at 300 credits. Those are the only two that went solo with that. The other is a packet. We also come together. We are at Group Quest, and we are also at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more news about video games. Until then, what the hell with it. Go play some Diablo, people.